Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where I'm teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been talking about the subject of conquering the flesh. When we're speaking of the flesh, we're talking about the human nature, the old man, or that body of death that we have. Also, we're speaking of the voice of the flesh, which is its feelings, meaning that if we walk in the flesh, we're following after our feelings or our senses perceived from the body or the old man desires. We know that once we're born again, we're a new creation. We now have a spirit that's right with God. The flesh is weak. It profits nothing. And we are to crucify the flesh because it is filthy. We've seen that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. If we sow to the flesh, we'll reap corruption, but if we sow to the Spirit, we'll reap life everlasting. We've seen that these lusts of the flesh war in our members, which are warring against our soul, and we are told to abstain from fleshly lusts. Now we're to no longer live to the lusts of the flesh, but to the will of God. So we've seen we've been exhorted to put off the old man with all of its deeds, to mortify the deeds of the body, and we're to put on the new man, being renewed in knowledge. And in the last broadcast, we were speaking from Romans 6. We're to reckon ourselves dead to sin and not let sin reign in our mortal body by obeying it in the lusts thereof. And all comes down to what we yield ourselves servants to. If we yield our members servants to walk after the flesh, it'll produce uncleanness and lawlessness. But if we yield our members servants to God, being obedient to the word, that produces righteousness and that brings forth holiness and the end everlasting life. We're going to go on in Romans chapter 7 today, where in verse 15, Paul said, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I." In other words, the things that he wants to do, he's not doing. And the things that he doesn't want to do, he is doing. He goes on and says in verse 17, "Now it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." And in verse 22, he says, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind." Remember, the lusts of the flesh are warring against the soul, or in this case, against the mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin that's in my members. If we walk by the flesh, we're going to walk in sin. He says in verse 24, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." That tells us that if our mind gets renewed to the Word of God, and we walk according to the Word of God with our mind, then we'll serve the law of God. But if we walk according to the flesh, responding to fleshly desires, or our own feelings, or our senses, then we walk in the ways of sin. So the key is where your mindset is. In Romans chapter 8, in verse 5, it says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Wherever your focus is where your mind's going to be set upon. If you're after the things of the flesh, following the senses, following the human nature, following what I want to do, listening to my feelings, then you're going to walk in the flesh. You'll have a carnal mind which produces death. But if you're after the Spirit, by focusing your mind upon the Word of God, and you have a spiritual mind, that is going to produce life and peace. The carnal mind is enmity against God because it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And so those who are in the flesh cannot please God. And he goes on in Romans chapter 8, in verse 13, and he says, "For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live." That tells us that we can walk after the flesh, that it is a way of life. It's a way that we're living after the flesh, and it's going to produce death. But instead, God wants us through the Spirit to crucify the flesh, to mortify the deeds of the body. Then we're going to have life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in verse 1, he says, "Brethren, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife, divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? This tells us that we're walking in the flesh if we're getting involved in envy and strife and divisions and walking as normal human beings apart from the Word of God. Instead, we need to put the Word of God first place and walk as those who are from above, born again, children of God, so that we will walk in the Spirit and not walk in the flesh. In Romans chapter 13, it says in verse 12, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Now in that last verse, when it says, "put on the Lord Jesus Christ," it literally means to clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, which is what we do when we have the Word of God in us and we're walking by it. When he says, "make not provision for the flesh," the word provision means forethought. Make no forethought for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. In other words, we should not even be allowing any thoughts affect us in any way to walk after the flesh. We're not going to have any forethought for the flesh. If so, we will fulfill the lust thereof. That's why your focus is to be upon the Word of God, walking after the Spirit, and then you will conquer the flesh. Then we see another important scripture over in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." As born-again Christians, we have all these promises that we're to possess. In order to do that, we have to cleanse ourselves. And we cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. All the works of the flesh have to be eliminated. Also, we must understand that when we walk in the flesh, we sin and allow evil spirits to come into us. This is why we not only cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh, but also the filthiness of the spirit. The filthiness of the spirit is speaking of evil spirits that are in us, because there's no filthiness in our spirit that's born again, but the filthiness are all the unclean, filthy spirits that are in us from inheritance, our own sin, or victimization. And these are in the soul and body and need to be cast out. When we walk in the flesh, we sin and we open the door and allow evil spirits to come into us. Those evil spirits will be in the soul and or in the body, and they have to be cast out. There is an interconnection between walking in the flesh and having evil spirits in us, because evil spirits do not come into us unless there's an open door of sin. And yet when we walk in the flesh, we're walking in sin. This is why we need to cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit by crucifying the flesh and repenting and turning away from all the works of the flesh, as well as casting out the spirits that have come in from walking by the flesh. The result will be we will be cleansed and perfect holiness in the fear of God, and we will possess the promises of God in our life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, it says, "Though we walk in the flesh, in this physical body, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." We're not going to be able to fight the devil with fleshly weapons. But instead, our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You and I have been given spiritual weapons to deal with a spiritual enemy to conquer him in our life. In this passage, it's talking about dealing with the attacks against our mind. And it says in verse 5, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If we're looking at things after the outward appearance, that means we're being moved by the senses, which means we're going to be responding in the flesh. And if we give place to these imaginations or reasonings or these thoughts that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, we'll be giving place to disobedience that will bring us into captivity. Instead, you and I are to cast down all these reasonings and any thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, so we do not have a mind after the flesh. Instead, we're going to have a mind after the Spirit, as we're going to put the Word of God first place and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And we're not going to look on things after the outward appearance. Instead, we're going to perceive things through the Spirit. And then in 2 Peter 1:4 it says, "Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust." As we previously pointed out, all that's in the world is operating through lust. And here it says we can escape the corruption that's in the world through lust, as we are possessing these exceeding great and precious promises. Here it also tells us that as we possess these exceeding great and precious promises, escaping the corruption that's in the world through lust, that then we're going to be partakers of the divine nature. This tells us that we're not a partaker of the divine nature just because we're born again. We're a partaker of the divine nature because we possess the promises of God as we've walked in the Spirit and we have escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Thus, it's imperative that we crucify the flesh, walk in the Spirit, possess the promises of God, so we can be partakers of the divine nature. Jude verse 23 says something else. It says, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. That tells us when we walk in the flesh, we actually are causing our garments to be spotted. If our garments are spotted, that means we're not clean and holy before the Lord. And remember, Jesus is going to present to himself a church that's a glorious church, without spot, without wrinkle, that's holy and without blemish before him. Therefore, we need to deal with all the works of the flesh so our garments are not spotted by the flesh. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27, it says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain. You and I are running the race, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, so that you and I can receive the prize, the promises of God, becoming holy before the Lord, entering into eternal life. He says, every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. That means we need to be self-controlled in all things. Temperance is one of the fruit of the Spirit that keeps the flesh under. It means self-control. It's one of the things that's listed in 2 Peter chapter 1, that if we will do these things, we shall never fall. So God wants us to be temperate or self-controlled, keeping the flesh under control in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. You and I are running the race, not uncertainly. We know where we're headed. We're headed to possess the prize of being righteous and holy and entering into eternal life. And he says, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. You and I are fighting the good fight of faith. And we know we're hitting the mark against the devil, who is the enemy in the realm of the Spirit. We're not just beating the air. And then in verse 27, Paul says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. When it says in verse 27, I keep under my body, this word keep under in the Greek means to buffet your body, to discipline it, and make sure it does what it's supposed to do. You and I must keep under and discipline our body so we do not let this body of death lead us to walk in the ways of the flesh. And he says, I'm going to keep under this body. I'm going to bring it into subjection. The phrase, bring it into subjection, is one Greek word which means to lead away into slavery. In other words, your body is to be led away into slavery to the Spirit. Your body is a body of death. It is to be a slave to your spirit. You are not to walk after the lusts of the flesh, being led by the body. It's a body of death. Instead, you're to keep this body under, you're to walk in the Spirit, and you're to lead this body away into slavery. The Spirit is the master, and the body is to be the slave. He goes on and says, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, he could be a castaway himself. The word castaway means one who's not standing the test, not approved of God. Therefore, you and I must conquer the flesh, keep this body under, discipline it, and lead it away as a slave to our spirit, so you and I will not be unapproved. But instead, as we walk in the Spirit, we will be approved unto God. As we conclude this series, I have a message called Conquering the Flesh that covers all of this information. It's available on CD or DVD for $5 postpaid. If you'd like to get this message in CD or DVD, please give me a call at 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.